Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm in Ohio right now, and the Gospel today is a classic, The Good Samaritan. It's from the Gospel of Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But, because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him, and went off leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed to the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." That ends the Gospel. Why didn't the priest and the Levite help this man? Well, everybody has their reasons, we could suppose. They're on their way doing important work, maybe for the priest. But for the Levite, we could say, well, it's a dangerous road. You don't want to get involved in people on that road. It was notorious for robbers. So why did the Samaritan, by the way, the hated foreigner, the hated apostate, why did he help? He had his reasons too. I was once on that road, that very road, from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And I was looking to hitchhike back to Jerusalem up the road. And it took a half hour. You know, it was a place I was not supposed to be and doing what I'm sure I was not supposed to do. My mother knew she wouldn't be happy. Hitchhiking in the West Bank, and there's big signs on the exits of the road there as you go into Jericho, put there by the Israeli government, saying, "If you're Jewish, don't come in here. Don't go this way. These people are your enemies, and you will not be safe if you turn off this road and come in here." So maybe there's reasons why it took a half hour to get a ride. It's probably surprising that I even got a ride after a half hour. But I got a ride by some wonderful Palestinians in a panel van, you know, white van, all the windows are just metal, you can't see into it. But they picked me up, they were going to work up in Jerusalem doing construction renovation. and they were just kind as can be. And I remember thinking, you know, maybe it isn't smart if you listen to people to get a ride in the West Bank by Palestinians in a panel van. But I didn't want to live in that world. I wanted to live in a world where people have hope. And when you're in need, you can reach out to your neighbor and they help you because you need it. And this is the thing, we all have our reasons for doing what we do, for accepting help, asking for help, giving help. But sometimes those reasons are just fear or indifference. And those reasons lock us into a view of the world that is very scary. They reinforce what's worse and they separate us one from another. It's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you treat everyone as your enemy, pretty soon they're all your enemies. But if you treat them as a neighbor, either giving or accepting help, then they become your neighbor. That's the funny thing. So if you're beset and think the world is a scary place and no one would help you, well, then maybe the thing to do to break that is to reach out and help someone else. Because being a neighbor is reciprocal. You help someone else, they become your neighbor. And you break down those walls that separate us one from another that much more, and you feel it. And then maybe next time you really need, you'll have enough faith in the world to reach out and ask for that help that you need. That's why Jesus is telling the scholar of the law, go and do the same. Quit making your divisions. Well, who do I need to help? Who do I not? How far does that boundary extend? No. Quit dicing up the world in that way. Go out and help and understand that when you need help, there will be someone to be your neighbor. I'll send someone. It might not be the person you expect. It might be that hated Samaritan or a Palestinian in a panel van. But there'll be someone. And that's a better world to live in. God bless you.